Week 2, Sunday, Evening Prayer 2. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Creator of the stars of night, the people's everlasting light, Redeemer, Saviour of us all, O hear your servants when they call. As once through Mary's flesh you came to save us from our sin and shame, so now, Redeemer, by your grace, come heal again our fallen race. And when on that last judgment day we rise to glory from decay, then come again, O Saviour blessed, and bring us to eternal rest. Behold, the Lord will come on the clouds of heaven with great strength. Alleluia. Psalm 109. The Lord's revelation to my master, sit on my right, your foes I will put beneath your feet. The Lord will wield from Sion your scepter of power, rule in the midst of all your foes. A prince from the day of your birth on the holy mountains, from the womb before the dawn I begot you. The Lord has sworn an oath he will not change. You are a priest forever, a priest like Melchizedek of old. The Master standing at your right hand will shatter kings in the day of his wrath. He shall drink from the stream by the wayside, and therefore he shall lift up his head. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Behold, the Lord will come on the clouds of heaven with great strength. Alleluia. The Lord will come and will not disappoint us. Wait for him if he seems to delay, for he will surely come. Alleluia. Psalm 113. Not to us, Lord, not to us, but to your name give the glory. For the sake of your love and your truth, let the heathen say, Where is their God? But our God is in the heavens, he does whatever he wills. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of human hands. They have mouths, but they cannot speak. They have eyes, but they cannot see. They have ears, but they cannot hear. They have nostrils, but they cannot smell. With their hands they cannot feel. With their feet they cannot walk. No sound comes from their throats. Their makers will come to be like them, and so will all who trust in them. Sons of Israel, trust in the Lord, he is their help and their shield. Sons of Aaron, trust in the Lord, he is their help and their shield. You who fear him, trust in the Lord, he is their help and their shield. He remembers us, and he will bless us. He will bless the sons of Israel, he will bless the sons of Aaron. The Lord will bless those who fear him, the little, no less than the great. To you may the Lord grant increase, to you and all your children. May you be blessed by the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. The heavens belong to the Lord, but the earth he has given to men. The dead shall not praise the Lord, nor those that go down into the silence. But we who live bless the Lord, now and forever. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord will come and will not disappoint us. Wait for him if he seems to delay, for he will surely come. Alleluia. The Lord is our judge, the Lord is our king. He will come and make us whole. A canticle based on Revelations 19. Salvation and glory and power belong to our God. His judgments are true and just. Praise our God, all you his servants, you who fear him, small and great. The Lord our God, the Almighty, reigns. Let us rejoice and exult and give him the glory. The marriage of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord is our judge, the Lord is our King. He will come and make us whole. A reading from Philippians chapter 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Let all men know of your forbearance. The Lord is at hand. Responsory. Show us, Lord, your steadfast love. Show us, Lord, your steadfast love. And grant us your salvation. Show us, Lord, your steadfast love. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Show us, Lord, your steadfast love. Blessed are you, Mary, because you had faith. The Lord's promise to you will be fulfilled. Alleluia. My soul glorifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Saviour. He looks on his servant in her lowliness. Henceforth all ages will call me blessed. The Almighty works marvels for me, holy his name. His mercy is from age to age on those who fear him. He puts forth his arm in strength and scatters the proud-hearted. He casts the mighty from their thrones and raises the lowly. He fills the starving with good things, sends the rich away empty. He protects Israel his servant, remembering his mercy, the mercy promised to our fathers, to Abraham and his sons forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Blessed are you, Mary, because you had faith. The Lord's promise to you will be fulfilled. Alleluia. Intercessions. The voice of John crying in the wilderness is echoed tonight in the voice of the Church. Make our hearts ready, O Lord. For your coming to us in grace this Advent, make our hearts ready, O Lord. For the work we must do in creating a more just world, make our hearts ready, O Lord. For the understanding we need this week for our families and friends, make our hearts ready, O Lord. For our death, for our judgment, for eternal life with you, make our hearts ready, O Lord. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Almighty and merciful God, let not our daily work, nor the cares of this life, prevent us from hastening to meet your Son. Enlighten us with your wisdom, and lead us into his company. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.